Our adversaries are constantly trying to learn about our operations, and they try to gather specific information on friendly activities and units so they can take action against us. They aggressively target planned operations, experiments, and exercises because these activities simulate what our forces might do during a real conflict. Specifically, they seek to understand our presence, capability, strength, intent, readiness, timing, location, and methods. Information that will give them the advantage or enable them to disrupt future operations. An adversary does not need to know all these things to disrupt our operations. They may only need to know one to do us great harm. That is what makes this information critical. For example, let's say we're going to test a new piece of whiz-bang technology aboard the USS test ship during a fleet exercise. The developers did a fantastic job of OPSEC planning while developing the technology, so no classified or critical information has been released as far as we know. Now, it's time to test the new technology at sea. But sadly, no OPSEC planning was conducted while it was being installed. Sailors were posting and emailing about the new equipment and the upcoming tests while underway. Then, just before the test, a pesky adversary ship showed up and started collecting photographs and monitoring the ship's every movement, so none of the testing could take place. So the question is, how did that adversary ship know when and where to be? And why such an aggressive collection posture? Was it poor OPSEC? You may never know, but you cannot rule it out. There was no OPSEC plan in place to protect the test, so the adversary may have aggregated enough information from all those posts and emails to actually interfere with the test. It is essential that we employ OPSEC throughout an operation to ensure that our critical information is protected and that our adversaries have not gained information superiority. OPSEC cannot function alone. It must be integrated with other capabilities in the information environment, such as cyberspace operations, electronic warfare, physical attack, deception in support of OPSEC, and information assurance. And in turn, OPSEC also supports their efforts. As an information operations planner, you should work with your operations planners to ensure that OPSEC is appropriately integrated into your operations. This should be done early on during initial planning. OPSEC should be an integral part of the plan, not just something you add on afterwards. During the action development, war game, and comparison and decision phases of the planning process, the commander should use the OPSEC assessments of each course of action, or COA, to enhance his or her decision-making. OPSEC is a useful tool for understanding the adversary's perspective. A commander cannot make an informed risk-based decision if they don't know what their adversary knows about our operations. All associated OPSEC instructions should be included in Tab C of Appendix 3 to Annex C of an operations order or plan. This message is so important, I'm going to repeat it. OPSEC should be incorporated into operations, experiments, and exercises right from the start of the planning process. Just sprinkling on some OPSEC dust at the end or on an existing plan won't do the trick, and most likely will not prevent an adversary from collecting on your event. The only way to do this is by incorporating OPSEC from the start. OPSEC dust just doesn't exist.